No.
Hello, thank you for calling the Legal Help Center. This is Anne Marie on the record line. Is this Shanika Litchmore?
Yes, this it is. I'm sorry, my
Hi, Shanika. That's all right. To confirm that you can speak to you now and contact you at this number in accordance to their privacy policy, please state your full name and then say yes.
Shanika Litchmore, yes.
All right, so we're experiencing heavy call volume right now, and we didn't want to make you wait. Now, if my information here is correct, you were directly exposed to Roundup. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, were you? Do you already have an attorney to represent you in this Roundup claim?
No, I do not.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to Roundup?
Yes.
I can't imagine how terrible this might have been for you and your loved ones, but we're here to help you seek the justice and compensation you deserve. I'm going to spell out your first and last name. Please correct me if I'm wrong. First name is Shaniqua, that's C-H-E-N-I-Q-U-A. Last name, Litchmore, L-I-T-C-H-M-O-R-E, correct?
That's correct. Hey.
And the best phone number to reach out is 678-541-4410, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So, Shaniqua, may I have your date of birth,
hey,
please?
Hey. 9283. Cut it out.
And the last word of your social?
0067.
And your current home address?
3217 Tiffany Springs Drive, Rythonia, Georgia 30038, or Stonecrest, Georgia. It's either or.
You said 32. What's the name? What's the number again?
3272 Christian Springs Drive.
That's 30038, the zip code, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. So, Shaniqua, when were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was diagnosed with the lymphoma in July.
What year is that, July?
Oh, July 7th, July of 2020.
In 2020, July 2020, all right. And what stage was it?
It was the first stage.
First stage, okay. And when did your remission start?
It started probably receiving the treatment that same year. And the remission, it took about 2 years, so around November of 2022.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And were you declared cancer-free since then until now?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. Now, what were the treatments that you underwent to get rid of the lymphoma?
Well, I did chemo, and I did radiation, and then they also gave me some pain medication as well.
All right. Now, how many cycles were the chemotherapy for?
Well, I did it three months straight, and I got two injections each time.
So three sessions in 3 months, is that right?
Yes.
All right. Now, how about for the radiation?
That was only once.
One month. Uh-huh. Okay, got it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my two guys are play fighting.
That's all right. Now, for the, what was the pain medication given by the doctor?
It was like codeine pills.
Codeine? And how long did you take codeine for?
I took it for 3 months.
For 3 months, okay. And when did the treatment start?
The treatment started on the 8th of July of that year.
Okay, up until when? When did the treatment stop?
It ended 3 months later.
Okay, got it.
In October.
All right. And what were the tests done to detect that you had done Hodgkin's lymphoma?
They did, all right. So the first one was a blood test. They took a sample from that, and they also did a CAT scan and a biopsy. Those were the three tests that they did. They had took a sample of tissue out of my throat for the biopsy.
All right. Now, the biopsy, where was the tissue taken from? You said from the throat area. Is that where the lymphoma was at?
Yeah, they took it from my throat.
Okay, got it. All right. And Shiniko, what is the name of the doctor who diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Do you want me to spell her name?
Uh-huh. Yes, please.
It is C-Y-R-I-L is the first name. And the last name is Span. S-P-A-N-N.
I'm sorry? S-P for Paul? A N N.
Yes.
Span, is that his last name?
Yes, S P A N N.
All right. Do you have Dr. Span's phone number?
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay.
Go ahead. I'll wait. No worries.
Okay. It is 404.
Uh-huh.
501.
Uh-huh.
7100.
All right. And what is the name of the hospital where Dr. Span treated you or diagnosed you?
It was Tremont Rockdale Hospital.
I'm sorry, what's the name of the hospital?
Piedmont Rockdale.
Okay, and do you have the address of this hospital?
Give me 1 second. It's in Conyers on Millstead. I don't know the exact address. Give me 1 second. I know it's in Millstead. I have no sense of all of that. Hey! What are you guys? Okay, it's 1412 Millstead, Milstead.
And you also have the phone number of the hospital?
thinking it will be, I think it's the same number for the doctor, but give me 1 second, let me double check. It's 770-918-3000. Sorry about that.
All right, thank you. I'm just typing everything in, one moment, please. All right, so right now, Shaniqua, I'm just going to ask you some yes or no questions, okay?
Sure.
All right, were you ever diagnosed with HIV or AIDS? Hello?
I've never had it. I've been negative every test I've done.
Okay. How about hepatitis B or C?
No, I have not been diagnosed with that either. Hello?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
I haven't been diagnosed with that as well.
Okay, how about Agent Orange exposure?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, Agent Orange exposure? It's when you went to Vietnam
No.
and got exposed. Okay, got it. How about organ transplant?
No.
How about any prior chemotherapy before exposure to Roundup?
No.
And what did you use Roundup for?
That was for the front and the backyard.
Okay. And would you say you were exposed to Roundup for at least 2 years?
Yes.
Approximately what year did you start using Roundup?
Well, I've been using Roundup since like 2008.
All right. And approximately what year did you stop using Roundup?
In 2019 and all this, yeah.
2019, okay, got it. All right, so you get diagnosed within 20 years or less of being exposed to Roundup, correct?
Yes.
All right, and you got diagnosed after the year 2005, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, all right, so last question here, Shaniqua. Were you between the ages of 18 to 80 when you got diagnosed?
Yes.
All right, what we're gonna need from you right now is a photo of your driver's license. You know, just take a photo of the front of it or state ID. Take a photo of the front of it. Please send it to us as a text message. Make sure you type in your first and last name so we'd know that it came from you. Tell me once you're ready. I'm going to give you the number where to send it to.
Sorry, animals. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get my ID out. All right. What's the phone number? I'm ready.
Please send it to 844.
Mm-hmm.
971.
Yes.
0773.
I have 844-971-0773.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So just take that and send it to you now.
I'm going to wait for it, okay?
All right, give me 1 second. Apollo. All right, I've sent it to you guys.
All right, let me just go ahead and check here on my end. And woman, please. All right, now, Shiko, while we're waiting for your photo ID to arrive here on my end, what we're going to go through next is the verification process. I'm going to ask you a total of 5 multiple choice questions. And as soon as you hear me mention the correct answer, please tell me about it right away because it's going to be timed. We only have 2 minutes to finish everything up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just pull up the questions. 1 moment, please.
Yes. Oh.
All right, I also received a photo of your driver's license to have it here with me.
Okay.
All right, so I have the questions ready. Are you ready now, Shaniqua? All right, first question. Which street have you lived on? Is it Maplewood Avenue, Tacoma Road, or Glenmore Street?
None.
Which street have you lived on? Leslie Oaks Drive, Melody Parkway, or Blue Bonnet Road?
Leslie Oaks.
Which number goes with your address on Mickle Avenue? Is it 5569? Is it 3400? Or is it 3447?
3447.
Which of the following people do you know? Mike Golden, Bonnie Willis, or Donna Pereira?
None.
In which city is Pennsylvania Avenue? Is it in Metcalf, Salem, or Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
All right, all questions are answered correctly. So, Shaniqua, the last step of the process is for you to sign documents. Now, these documents, I sent it both as a text message to your phone number and to your email. You could open up either one.
Okay.
It should come from a Centiflow or Zoho sign. And once you open it up, just click on Start Signing.
Okay, no problem. Do you want me to do that right now?
Yes, please. And then tell me if you have any questions.
All right. Okay, give me 1 second. My phone.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. No worries.
I'm downstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so heat up my phone. Okay, let me check. All right, each of my text messages, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Shaniqua?
Yes, I'm filling this out.
Now, once you've filled out everything, just click on the finish button.
Okay. Why is it not? Okay. Okay. Okay, so it's not allowing me to do my email. So I got everything else. Okay, there it is. Okay. All right, everything is done.
All right. So, Shaniqua, were all your answers and statements 100% honest and truthful to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. And has anyone coached you in any way on what to share to any answers you have provided?
No.
All right. Now, just a heads up, Shaniqua, that sometime in the future, you might need to provide the medical records about your lymphoma, and you may want to start getting that together in the next couple of weeks. However, it's quite important that you understand that I'm going to transfer you now to our intake or paralegal team who provide your information to the attorney, and they're going to verify your answers to the questions I've asked today. So please do understand that they must verify, okay?
Okay, ma'am.
Hello?
Sorry,
all right. You're going to hear a brief tone, which means our call is being connected to them. So please stay on the line with me, okay? Now it's dialing. Let's just wait for someone to pick it up.
Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Jaden. I have Shaniqua Litchmore, and she was exposed to Roundup. Could you please take the call from here? Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
You both have a nice weekend. Bye-bye now.
You too. Hi, Shaniqua.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello, can